Hey, Eloise Ansell here with Intuition Talks podcast. So, talking all things intuition and anything else that catches my attention. So, one of the things that I think is absolutely a key kind of cornerstone of being someone who can access their intuition in every minute and be very in tune with life and the universe and everything is to be yourself. Like, I always think, I see like quotes from people and it's always like, you know, you've got to find yourself. And I'm like, and I always question that. I'm like, well, I can't avoid myself because I'm always here. You know, it's just like, I'm like, yeah. But we can modify our behavior to people please, to fit in, to do all these other things. And sometimes it gets to the point where we completely lose ourselves. I know I've done that. Certainly, I can name a handful of times when I've done that in my life. The last time I was in a long-term relationship, I completely lost myself. I lost all my confidence in myself. I lost knowing who I was. It wasn't a healthy relationship. Let's be honest, it was a bit of a narcissist. So, like, it completely kind of gaslighting me a lot of the time. So, if you don't know what that term means, it's really when people make you think that you're insane. So, you know, they say something and then say they didn't say it and that you're making it up and you're mad. And things like that. It's an extreme version, but you know what I mean. It's like they kind of make you think something else occurred all the time, and so you actually kind of like feel like you're going a little insane. And and due to being in that situation, it was the first time I'd been in a real situation like that, and I was really like, I just constantly like walking on eggshells trying to make sure that I wasn't upsetting him. So I wasn't being me, and in the moments when I was being me, he would complain that I was having too much fun, or I was laughing, or, you know, and so it was a very strange situation. But that is a time when I completely lost myself. And so when I came out of that relationship and I had the strength to finish it and get out, it took me a couple of years in order to kind of find myself again. And you know, it's an ongoing journey because we're always developing and having fun. But sometimes we really can limit who we are, or, you know, change ourselves to fit in with people around us. And, you know, it's sometimes almost like we're giving our power away and letting everyone else be the boss of us. And, you know, we tend to do this with families. I mean, I've just spent a week with my parents. I'm a lot more me with them now than I probably was a few years ago. And they might not like that, but that's who I am. So, you know, I can't change myself when I'm around them just to make them feel comfortable. It's, you know, and to meet their model of the world. It's like, well, I've got my model of the world and this is how I'm living. And so I think this is a fascinating topic, but I really feel that if we aren't true to ourselves and we don't know who we are and we don't live and be us, then, you know, we're not being that shining and beacon, can't speak, the shining beacon of light that helps other people to live more authentically, more in their truth. And really from this space of being authentic and being true, then the intuition really can come out to play. So really, you know, like for you to have good intuition and to be able to really access all of that and all of you is such a key cornerstone, is being true to yourself. So before I started doing this podcast, I opened a book at a page just randomly, and actually, as no coincidence, my intuition picked this page for a reason, because it kind of fits in with this topic that I wanted to talk about, actually. So the book is Money Isn't the Problem, You Are, which is one of my favourite books. go and look it up. It's by Gary Douglas and Dane Heer from Access Consciousness. And there's a little, the thing I opened up on and caught my eye was, you're going to be successful. If you're going to be successful, who do you have to be? That's the title. So I'm going to read a little bit of this because it feeds into this topic. Do you think you have to be someone else in order to be successful? Ooh, even that is like, oh, damn. Who am I being? Who am I trying to be successful? You know, we look at people around us. We look at people who we think are doing well in life or being successful. And we try and mirror them. We try and copy them. We try and be them. And we can't. We're us. Sorry, I'll get back to the book. So, do you think you have to be someone else in order to be successful? An actor has to become somebody else. But do you? Think about all the identities you have created to supposedly ensure your success. Has this helped you? Has it made it more difficult for you to have the success you want? Have you actually become lost as to who you are? If you're going to be successful, who do you have to be? The answer is you have to be yourself. You have to be you. In order to claim to be successful, you have to come out of being lost and claim your own capacity to show up as you. Isn't that lovely? I just think that I just opened the page at that and went, wow, yeah, exactly. That's exactly. Exactly what it is. And it's not just in terms of, you know, being successful, but in terms of just fitting in with people and getting through daily life. We're always kind of, I always call it shape-shifting. We're kind of changing up who we are sometimes in circumstances to just be okay and to feel safe in scenarios and situations. And actually, sometimes being you transforms that situation. It doesn't make it worse. It makes it 100 times better. So I'm teaching a class tomorrow, and you know, I always come with, you know, myself, you know, I'm just on is the only way I can describe it when I teach. I'm like holding that space for the students. I'm in teacher mode, but I'm also in facilitator mode. I'm facilitating them. So they're going to come with different energies. They're going to come with questions, concerns, worries. And we're going to have to talk through all of that and answer their questions on the day. So they bring a, you know, they bring a different element to the class. And so the class will never be the same because of who's there and the location and what the weather's like and all of these factors. So I'm going to show up and do what I have to do for the teaching part. But the answering the questions and seeing what actually occurs in the class is going to be fascinating. And, you know, I have no kind of perceived ideas about what's going to happen, but I know who I'm going to show up as. I'm going to show up as me in my teacher mode, but I'm going to show up as me 100%. You know, if I went in, you know, being limited in showing who I am, I'm A, not giving them permission to be themselves. And, you know, they're not going to play full out because I'm not playing full out. You know, sometimes being more of yourself just enables other people to be more of themselves. So it's, you know, in terms of, you know, being yourself, it's always the best option. And believe me, it always is. So, you know, I'm going to be me tomorrow. And they're going to, I'm going to encourage them to be them. And we're just going to have fun. We're going to play. We're going to learn. We're going to, you know, entertain ourselves and shift. And that's going to be beautiful. So, like, for me, it's like if I go in tomorrow being a limited, weak, kind of quiet mouse, then, you know, what are they going to be? You know, it's like it's exciting to be in a space where everyone can be themselves. And to create that is so delicious. So I'm excited to teach tomorrow and play full out as me. But I'm playing full out now in this moment with you guys. And I'm playing full out when I'm doing my admin. And, you know, I'm being myself and honouring that. And always noticing where I'm limiting myself. You know, and if I am limiting myself, why? Is it because someone else expects me to be a different way? You know, I mean, the people coming to my class tomorrow would never have signed up for a class with me if they weren't attracted to me. You know, I've had one person in a training course in 10 years I've been teaching who couldn't make eye contact with me and didn't enjoy a day with me. And it's like, why on earth did you come to my class? Maybe she had no choice. You know, it's like, it's very unusual. You know, most people will come to my class because on some level, I'm the person that they need to take the class with and I'm the best facilitator. So if they've booked the class with me, I better show up. So lots of topics coming up with this theme, probably something we'll look at again, but be you and notice where you're limiting yourself. You know, how you're holding yourself back. You know, if there's any ways where you're, you know, not being 100% true to yourself or saying what you need to say or limiting your behaviour, notice it. And that's the first stage. It's just noticing that and saying, hey, why am I being this way? And just noticing why. And just keep playing with that, because eventually you will start to make massive changes in who you are and showing up as yourself. But you've got to give yourself permission to do that. And sometimes the first stage of that permission is just noticing when you're not being you. So play with this, have a fun with it. Email me if you've got any questions or insights around this, and maybe I'll talk about it again if there's something specific anyone wants to ask. Have a great week. Bye.